As we prepare to worship you with a certain sound of your shofar. Israel, you have granted unto us much. You have given us an abundance, and above all things, revelation on the profound hope in Yeshua HaMashiach. And so, as we bow here in your presence this Shabbat, we cry out unto you for all of our precious brothers and sisters around the world, here in this nation, those that are afar in conditions that we would express as inhumane, that they must toil daily for a morsel of bread. There is no accommodations as far as living conditions, to have a glass of clean water. Yet they do it all without murmuring nor complaining, for that is all that they do know. They understand that they cannot expend energy into those things by their own natural ability. They cannot change. So they must rely upon you. A life that is prayerful, with tefillah continuously, that their tikvah, their hope is in Yeshua. So as we consider them, we pray that your mighty hand and the touch, the power of your Ruah, move upon them mightily, wherever they are. In every location of the world, we cannot call the names individually. We can to feel out for the house Yisrael, that the mind may be one in Yeshua HaMashiach. So we ask you to help them, as you help us in this nation, that we become a people that will be steadfast and love you above all things, as we consider your blessings of life, health, and strength. We have more than an abundance of things to maintain us, that we should not be caught up in this worldly spirit. We began to murmur and complain. We began to doubt you, and our trust for you began to evaporate. We will trust you. We will obey you, Yah. We will seek your countenance in an hour and a time whereby all hell is leashed upon the people Israel. A great battle to maintain focus, to have that pure conscience and mind to please our Abba. So we ask you, men like Pastor Babu, to enrich Man of strength like Pastor Aji there in Ghana with the precious daughters of Zion, the house of fellowship. We ask your strength upon Sister Latika and Sister Mary and all the precious virtuous daughters of Zion. We ask your strength upon Elder Martin there in Nigeria and our precious brother Stephen there in Kenya. We ask you to strengthen Evangelist Okawuko there in Nigeria to bless him, that he may be strengthened in the works that you have placed into his hands. Help us all, Yah. Strengthen Pastor Hunter today, Pastor Andy, and all the precious men of faith. Their homes may be filled with strength. And above all things, they will declare the profoundness of your truth. We ask you to help Elder Baker there in Savannah, Georgia, and every true man of Yah, wherever he is. We pray for your strength upon them. Feed us today with food that is convenient, that we may dine at the table of our Abba. We shall barak you. We shall esteem you highly. Your name shall be the sweet, savoring taste in our being, because we know in you we have the certainty and the surety of Yahshua. So bless us all today. Let this form of worship be acknowledged in your presence as we esteem your name, as we sing the songs of great rejoicing before you. We shall rejoice in our Abba, for he has sealed the promise of his tikvah in Yahshua. So strengthen us all. Help us to understand and to comprehend all that you grant us to receive. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua. Shalom upon Jerusalem and the people, the seed of Israel in every nation. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua. For your kingdom come upon this earth as it is in Hoshemayam. In the mighty name of Yahshua, we barak you. We praise you, we acknowledge you. And Yisrael, the people of Yah in his bayat, cried hallelujah.
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 We shall worship you this day, our Abba. We shall sing of the excellency of your name, the great majesty of the enunciation of that beautiful name, Yahweh. For in that name we find the power, your Yahshak, Yahshua, the saving Ahava of Yahweh for all Israel. So we ask you to anoint your manservant, he may speak with clarity and understanding, that all Israel may hear, that their lamb may be converted and changed, that they desire with pure desire to hear the uncompromising word of Almighty Yah. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. We know we have hope, tikvah. We can come boldly to the throne of Yah, because that Yahshua, he is the perfect offering for all Israel. For that we told that you, Yah, and we are full of Yilah, the joyfulness of Yah. We bless you in Yahshua's mighty name. And the house cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say Shabbat Shalom. May Yah strengthen you today. You may be seated. We do bless him for all things. We want to have a couple songs before I come today. I have a message that I do believe that Yahweh will strengthen Israel, as we understand the simplicity of His truth above all things, we need to understand that in a greater dimension than we ever have. We need to know Him and understand Him. Because if we do not get that clarity within, then we will doubt Him and mistrust Him. It must be a total commitment and a total trust unto Almighty Yah. And the only way you're going to know Him, you must know His mandate and what He requires and what He commands His people to walk in. And we must do with all obedience, not with this form of superfluity, a superficial, but it has to be something that is real. It has to be real in the inward parts. And when it's real there, it will manifest completely who we truly are. We will not be this superficial form of a person, but then our hava, our love will be genuine, and everything about us will be genuine. Come on, Sister Robert, she's going to sing, and Brother Charles is going to come after that. And Yah's will, I'm going to preach. Shalom.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Blessed be Yahweh above Israel, who only does wondrous things. Blessed be Yahweh above Israel, from Him comes my salvation. Yahweh is tough, He's righteous in all His ways. That's why I lift my hand and praise Yahweh. Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Hallelujah, Yahweh, praise Yahweh, blessed be His honorable name forever. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hey, upon Yahweh. From Him comes my salvation. Yahweh is tough, He's righteous in all His ways. That's why I lift my hand and praise Yahweh. Blessed be His honorable name forever and ever. And let the old lamb be filled with His honor forever and ever.
Running for For it is by the excellence of His Spirit that we are able to do all things that commend Him. For that we do bless our Abba for all that He has granted unto us thus far, that He would open our eyes to see and our ears of understanding, that we may comprehend the breadth, depth, and the might of His power. It's a generation that doesn't understand that, neither does it know it. There's one thing about the mendacity of man, that he takes the truth and he alters that, that the truth become very translucent. It is spoken one way, and then when it is perceived, it projects another thing. And that is what this generation has done. It has done by their own mendacity, their own arrogance, to alter the very word, the living word of Almighty Yah. Now I want to express a pure word today to Yisrael, and I do hope that you hear what Yah speaks unto His house. It is very vital that we begin to hear Him, and that is to comprehend with great depth. We perceive what He speaks unto us, and not only does it become a practical part of our lives, but it is the power to shape and to form our lives. It cannot be placed on the back burner. It must become the most important thing that Yahweh speaks unto you. And when He does that, He intends for us to act with expedience, to do it faithfully, and to obey Him. Now, in order for me to set the platform for today, I want to read an article that was written by a reporter from Reuters News Service. You understand that most newspapers, they simply get their articles from Reuters or AP poll or the UP poll. And basically the local agenda of any newspaper, it deals with the local economy or the local people. I want to read this article. I want you to hear it because it will lay the foundation what I want to speak to you from Scripture. I want to read it in its entirety. It says, Washington, Reuters, Vice President Dick Cheney's pregnant lesbian daughter, Mary, will make a fine mom. President George W. Bush said, sidestepping his past comment that a child ideally would be raised by a mother and a father. Mary Cheney, 37, and her longtime partner, Heather Poe, are expecting their first child, which would be the sixth grandchild for President, Vice President Cheney. Cheney was hired last year as an executive of America Online. I think Mary is going to be a loving soul to her child, and I am happy for her, Bush said in the interview with People magazine. The Washington Post reported that the baby was due in late spring. In a 2005 interview with the New York Times, Bush said, quote, I believe children can receive love from gay couples, but the idea is, and studies have shown, that the ideal is where a child is raised in a married family with a man, with a woman. He sidestepped the issue when questioned by People magazine about whether he still holds that belief. Mary Chady is going to make a fine mom. And she is going to love this child a lot, he said. According to an excerpt from the interview, during the 2004 campaign, Mary Chady served as a key aide to Vice President Dick Cheney. Bush has supported a constitutional ban on same-sex marriages, but Congress failed to pass it. The vice president's daughter opposed the measure. Cheney's pregnant daughter has drawn fire from some conservatives, including Dr. James Dobson, chairman of Focus on the Family lobbying group, who has clashed with the Bush administration in the past. We should not enter into yet another untested and far-reaching social experiment. This one is driven by the desire of same-sex couples to bear and raise children, Dobson said in a recent commentary published on the organization's website. However, he stated, quote, he said, my position was not meant to harm or to insult such as Cheney and Paul, unquote. Now, this is the mendacity of a generation and a people that has no direction of what truth truly is. From the beginning of creation, Yahweh made a man, and he brought from that man his bosom a woman. A woman do not carry the genes to induce pregnancy in another woman, nor can a man with another man. And so they have taken the pure representation of Almighty Yah, and they have brought about this translucent, this opaque type of appearance that when it comes out, it is all right to be a man and to be half man and half woman. It is all right to be half woman and half man. There is no such creation in all the creations of Almighty Yah. Now, I read that to show us the mind, the mentality, and the spirit of this generation. It is one that is vile. It is one that is sadistic. It is one that has gone away from the mizpah, the judgment of Almighty Yah. It has taken their own proverbs and their own philosophies, and they have contorted them into this warped type of thinking that permeates throughout the world today. A man is a man, and a woman is a woman. You cannot have two moms, neither can you have two dads to produce a childlike being. Now, there is a reason why these things are coming to pass, and the reason that they are in the earth today. First of all, judgment. The misfat of Yahweh is removed from the land. There is no true judgment at all. This is one of the most diabolical, perverse, depraved generations of all time. It has no sensitivity to the things of Yah. It has no understanding That's the word truth is based upon. It is a wicked generation. And when you find a wicked generation, or a wicked people, a wicked man, you find one that is very hostile toward Yahweh, to the living power of His Torah. You find one that is hostile against Him. You find one that act in criminal activities, that they oppose everything that Yah says. They are offended. They are offended at everything that He says unto them. And the Scripture identify the seed and the mindset of a wicked generation. We must understand the evilness, the depravity, and the perverseness of a generation that has no perspective as to whom the living Creator is. There is one that has created us all. We have not come from some amoebal form that was generated through some kind of cataclysmic mayhem in the solar system. We were not created that way. We were not brought to pass by some evolution of some microbiotic form that it evolved into a species that think and that is intelligent. We did not come that way. We have not come by some billions of years of evolution, some bacterial substance that was created of form in some outer dimension, and it found its way into some kind of atmosphere as the solar system we live in, and it found an environment that was not hostile, but that was habitable by the form of that bacteria, and through the process of time, it evolved in some kind of beastly form, and out of that we saw this evolution of mankind. It did not come that way. Man was created by the spoken power of the mighty Most High One, Yahweh. Man has removed that essential truth from everything that he propagates in the land today. That is why religion today has such a strong, ferocious power today. And religion simply allows one to practice any form of worship they desire. Has nothing to do with a creator. It has to do with a God form as one identifying themselves as a God. The power to choose, to reject, the power to abstain, the power to acknowledge. Now that is the mindset of the godlike creatures that are formed by this religious constitution that is in the earth today. And because of that, they have rejected the simplicity of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. I want to quote from a book that many of us are not familiar with. It is called The Writings of Yasar. But I want to read from Yahushua ben Nun, Yahshua, what he says. I want to read this first before I quote from this source. I want to read what is in the book in your hand, which is in the Torah, in the Tanakh of Yah. I want to read that first. And it says this. I want you to hear this very diligently and very carefully. It says in Joshua 10, verse 10, and Yahweh, He confused or He discomfited them before Israel. And He was talking here about the forces of Gibeon that had come against Israel. So Yahweh, He caused this tremendous confusion to be upon Gibeon, and He slew or He killed them with a great slaughter in Gibeon. And He chased them along the way that goes up to Beth Horon, and smote them in Azekah,
at Makkadah, he destroyed the forces that had risen up against his seed, his elected house, that he had brought on a path that he may chastise and correct them. And it came to pass as they fled from before Israel, and as they were going down to Beth Aran, and Yahweh cast down great stones from Hoshemiam upon them in Azekah, and they died. And there were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel destroyed with their sword. So the mighty hand of Yahweh, it was great upon a people that fit this metaphoric identity of the spirit of the world today and Israel. What a nation loses perspective. What a mind has turned away from the Torah of Yah, it induces a spirit of death. That is what is in this nation. It is not as much as the physical death, and we see them dying daily. We see what is happening in the inner cities. We see what is happening in other nations, that death, it is just a happening event, that it doesn't cause the left to be stirred as it was in time past. And so Yah caused the hell to come upon a people to show the mighty power of his hand and the strength of death and life that is only in the hand of Yah. He sustained Israel in the midst of all of that ferocious hell, and he brought death upon a people that had no desire for the instructions of Almighty Yah. We have that in this generation. A people that declare themselves to be the seed of Israel, and there is no compassion or no ahava for the truth of Yah. There's a reason why it is so, and there's a reason why we cannot comprehend nor understand the breadth and the depth of Almighty Yahweh. This is a drunken, sick generation. Our minds cannot focus in or meditate upon Yahweh. We have no sense of him directing us at all. Then spoke Yahushua to Yahweh in the day when Yahweh delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, "Son, stand still upon Gibeon, and you moon in the valley of Ayalon." He commanded by the power and the word of Yah that the moon stand still and the sun not to be removed out of its course, but to stand still. And this was the power delivered unto him by Almighty Yahweh. And the sun, the mighty power of the light of Yahweh, Yahushua, it is only going to shine upon Israel. It is not going to shine upon the nations of the world or the people of the world. It is going to shine upon Israel, because there is a correction that is coming to the house of Israel, and Yahweh is going to do it himself. He's going to do it. Because this is a generation that is so sadistic and so evil that the ensign of our nation, the leader, the man that represents the Constitution or the spirit of this nation, he says that a lesbian woman and a lesbian pervert, that they shall make wonderful parents. It can never be so. And it will never be so. The mind of that seed is already cursed. It is not a blessed mind. The mind will not emulate the truth of Almighty Yahweh. It is against the Torah instruction of Almighty Yah. There is nothing more vile, more insidious, more depraved and more corrupt than for this to be paraded among the people, and the one in the highest office in the land, that he shall be a part of this vile thing and praise it as to be something that is honorable. It is a despicable, dishonorable shame. And the reason that this generation will not speak against it, that is why a vile thing in a religious world like Mr. Dobson, that is why he said, I do not intend to offend Mary Cheney, neither Heather Poe. Well, if the dogs of hell can hear me, you children of darkness, the Mary Cheney and the Heather Poe, they have been birthed for hell. They are vile, they are depraved, and I offend you in the name of my Abba. You children of darkness, the seed of depravity in hell, the mindset of the power of darkness, you Jezebel of the powers of hell, to sow a seed that is so vile and so corrupt. Yahweh has given this generation that because it deserves it. It is a generation that despises Yahweh. And these are the leaders of what we call Christendom, a pagan prostituting religion that prostitutes everything and everyone to produce illegitimate children, to keep them in the bondage and the slavery of that mindset. They have no liberty of Yahshua HaMashiach. Every bull dagger is a dog, and everyone that allows that spirit in them, they are less than a human being. That is the truth. No beast or the field even act to that degree. They do not perform something that is that despicable and vile and insidious. It is the spirit of darkness. It is the power of hell. It is one of the most vile, evil things upon the face of the earth. That is why Yah said you don't even suffer them to live. And Yahweh is destroying them. Their minds are not functioning. Age and the viruses are consuming them. The AIDS pandemic that Yah has permitted in this earth today, because this is a wicked generation. Let me say this. You will be surprised at the young ones that are given over unto that uncontrollable lust, both male and female. That is why the young girls want to act like boys today. That's why they want to wear the things like boys today. This is the offspring of what the world has induced into the nations of the world. It began when women began to dress like men, to take off the garments that they should adorn themselves in. They began to defy the authority of men. They began to defy the order of Almighty Yahweh. They began to rise up like men. They became bodacious like men. They began to lose their feminine assets and their feminine qualities. They began to walk like men and act like men and talk like men. And today the young generation, they talk just like the boys. They act like them. They talk to each other that way. They call each other the same things that the boys call them. And that is what they do. Because it is a generation that is retarded. It is a generation that is twisted. It is a generation that is consumed by the powers of darkness. It is a generation that is lost. Yahweh says, you cause the sun and the moon to stand still. How? By the power of the spoken word of Yah. For Yahweh was with him. And Yahweh stood with him. And Yahweh says in scripture, he says, then when he spoke unto Yahushua, he spoke to Yahweh. And the day when Yahweh delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, sun stand still upon Gibeon, and you moon in the valley of Ayalon. and the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. And then the question is asked here in Joshua 10:13, is not this written in the book of Yasar? Is this not written in the book of Yasar? So the sun stood still in the midst of the Shemayim and hastened not to go down about a whole day. Was this not written in the book of Yasar? I know that we read things like this, but they do not register in our minds. And if it's written in this book, then we must understand a greater detail of what was written in the book of Yasar. Now, I know you don't have that book with you, but I want to read some details of the book of Yasar, because I want to convey unto you that this generation, it is one of the most diabolical. It is one of the most wicked, one of the most criminal generations upon the face of the earth. There has never been a generation that has been as wicked with a criminal attitude as this generation possesses today. They can hear the profound beauty of the name of Yah, and they will reject that. It is a criminal attitude. It is a depraved mind. His name is not Jesus. His name is not Jesus. He is not the Lord God, but He has a name that is so profound. But because of these criminals, they are going to have things their way, and they're going to project it their way. It is one thing about a criminal, he's never guilty. He has never committed a crime. And although he knows he is guilty, he will never confess to the crime that he is responsible for. So is this not written in the book of Yasar? Is it account not written? It has been foretold. It is a historical document of the writings of what things transpired. Is it not written? And why was it written? What was the purpose? We must understand, first of all, the very mind of that people. We must understand the mind of the people that Yahweh was dealing with. Examine your own mind and tell me what things course it, what things dominate your mind and have such a tremendous stronghold upon you. What are the thoughts that grab such profound power upon you that control your attitude, your thoughts, your walk, your mentality, your perception, your attitude? Is it truly the living word of Yah? Is it the power of the living word of Yahweh? Or is it simply the power of the spirit of this age, this criminal mindset with activities that oppose Yah? Do the activities of your mind oppose Yahweh? Do the thoughts of your mind continuously oppose Him? That is the act of a criminal. And that is what this generation is. It is a criminal generation, full of criminality. That's all right. I will continue the course of this. I want you to hear this in the book of Yasar. It says in the 9th chapter, 9th verse, the book of Yasar. And all that generation, do you hear me? Not some of the generation. Not a certain segment of the generation. And all that generation were wicked. It was a vile, depraved generation. It had no constitution of Yahweh to govern them, although He had given them a written word that would instruct them, that would discipline them, that would show them their faults and their misdeeds against Him. He did not declare that some of the generation, but all of the generation, and this generation is vile. It is a criminal generation. It is a very sadistical generation. The power that rule in this generation is of the origin of Satan.
Because it is a very subtle power that rules in your mind. And that power opposes what Yahweh commands. It rejects what Yahweh commands. It tries to fret what Yahweh commands us to do. There is not an openness and a willingness to obey what He commands. And all those in that generation, the entire generation, were wicked in the sight of Almighty Yahweh. And this is what we see today. This is the constitution of man today. And they made every man his own God, his idol. Every man made his own God, his own being of worship. Every man today, they have their own perception of what religion is. And that is the God that rules the minds of the world today. And so every man today is making his own God. He has established his own right and his righteousness. What he perceives in his own eyes, it is right. Has nothing to do with the Torah of Yah. Has nothing to do with the man's mind disciplined by the teachings of the principles of Almighty Yahweh. Has nothing to do with that. So the entire generation was wicked. It was vile. It was a sadistic generation. It was a generation without the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh. It was a generation that was not compelled, nor was it coerced by the instructions of Almighty Yah. That's why you have these vile, sadistic creatures today that women moving out of the natural order of a woman. She has no power to present the beauty of a woman. You have men that do not understand the power of the rule of the Spirit of Yah. And they become effeminate. And effeminate men that have lost any kind of power or any kind of identity at all. Yah made a man. And He raised him up with great power. And from that bosom He brought forth a beautiful woman. That she would represent the delicacy of His Torah. She would represent the intimacy of His Torah. She would represent the power and the beauty of His Torah. His way of life. His commitment unto Him. And because of the subtleties of darkness. Now those are the things, those subtle, dark shades of our lives. That is what control the people today. You got all these little dark shades in your life. You got all these little things you pull the blinds down on. And you don't want the sun of righteousness to shine through. And to show you how vilified you are. How depraved, how sinful, and how wicked you are. We don't want that today. The whole generation was wicked. It was vile. It was a corrupt generation. And every man made their own God. And this is the key. And they forsook. And they forsook Yahweh who created them. And it began at the Tower of Babel with Nimrod. They forsook Yahweh who created them. They forsook. Do you understand that? Hamashiach, and they all forsook Him. And they all went their own ways. Is it not the mindset of this generation? We have forsaken the identity of the Creator. He has no name today. He has this cosmopolitan image that He is accepted by everyone. Well, it's not the image of Almighty Yahweh. They've given Hamashiach this effeminate type image that is not the strength of a man. It doesn't represent the power of a man, nor does it represent the character of a man. So we find this today in the mindset of this wicked generation, because they all have made their idols their gods, and they bow down to worship their own gods. They've created their own beings in their homes and their own altars of worship and the things that are vitally important unto them. And it's not the truth of Almighty Yahweh. It's not the word of Yah. It has no strength at all. And so the Yasah, in the book of Yasah, as Yahushua was trying to express unto Israel, I want you to understand what was written in that book.
I want you to understand the historical elements and the poetic elements of that book, that you will not forget this event. That this will not cause you to forsake Almighty Yahweh. That you will turn yourself over to serving every kind of a God. You go estranged from Yahweh and you give yourself over to every kind of vile thing whereby you lose total perspective upon Almighty Yahweh. This generation has no perspective as to whom Almighty Yahweh is. It is a contorted, twisted, benign type of an understanding or an image as to whom He is. It's far from what they believe. It is not even based upon what they even think. It's based upon what He has expressed unto us. And He has made it so simple that we can understand all. And that is very profound. Not some of the generation, but all of the generation, it had this criminal activity to it. This defiance of Almighty Yahweh. That is what a wicked man is. He is a criminal. He defies the government. He has disdain for it. He despises it. He will not obey. He will not oblige the government in his constitution. He will not walk in that. And that is what this generation has done. Yahweh has put something in man. And He put in man, every man, that measure of emunah, the measure of faith. That we will believe and know who our Creator is. It is almost like a child never meeting his natural daddy. But yet there is something in that child. Although the child may have been adopted, and there may be similarities between him or she and the parents, there is something in the inward parts that says, this is not my mother, this is not my natural avat. It is something that is embedded in steel from the birth of that Ima, what that child came forth from, that child knows that this one is not the one. Although they are kind, their attitude toward me is very pleasant, but this is not the one. And we don't realize that the one that has birthed what is in us, this is not the one that created us for the image and the purpose to bring honor unto Almighty Yah. That spirit in us brings no honor unto Yahweh. It must be eradicated. It must be destroyed. And there's only one way He's going to do that. And I will show us at the conclusion of this message. So the book of Yasa. Is it vital or important to understand that? I do believe it is. I do believe it is. He goes on to say in the book of Yasa. It says, listen to this. And in the evening of that day, in that house, Abram was clothed with the spirit of Yah. And he called out and said, this is what Abram said in his avat's house. Woe unto my avat and this wicked generation. Now it is a generation because he said whose levim, whose heart, are all inclined to vanity. To an emptiness. This is a vain generation. There's nothing in this generation that produces life at all. Nothing. He said all of the levims are full of vanity. This is a vain generation. Everything about it is vanity. It's empty. It's worthless. Everything that they promote is worthless. Everything that they bring before you, it is worthless. It is a wicked generation because it is consumed with vanity. The thing that inspires this generation is nothing but vanity. It is a wicked generation. It is a generation with no substance. It is a generation that has no mind. It's a dumbed down generation. And that is what empty things will do. When there is nothing in the measure of the cup, then what do you get from the cup? You get nothing. The old proverbs in my day, nothing from nothing still leaves nothing. You got to have something in order to have something. So it is a generation that has been fed nothing. It's a generation that has been fed proverbial falsehood. And it has been consumed with a vanity. And everywhere you walk today is a vain mindset. Everything is full of vanity and greed. And the things that they desire, they produce no life.
It doesn't produce the happiness of Yah. It doesn't produce the joy. It doesn't produce the esprit of Yah. It doesn't produce the fellowship of one another. It is nothing but vanity. It is a wicked generation because they go after vain things. They go after things that have no value. When it's vanity, it has no value at all. It has no purpose at all. It cannot produce anything at all. It has nothing. And so everyone today, they have this aspiration to have their own homes, their own cars and things. They are placing before them gods and things that is more valuable to them than understanding what the word of Yahweh says. Every man has created their own shrine. They have their own little altars in their homes. They set before this thing called the television that imparts into them the vision of vanity. And that's all it does. It's a mind-controlling thing that controls them to keep in this vain world desire. And that's all it produces, vanity. It gives them a vision of vain things. It gives them visions of vain desires and vain, untrue things. And it controls their minds and every part of their thoughts, control their desires, control their will, and control their purpose. That is what the powers that be have done. And so everyone have their own gods. One like this, one don't like that. One prefer this. But it's not anything that please Yah. They're not pleasing Yahweh. If something gets wrong with a mind, can spend 6 hours in front of that. And not 5 minutes praying unto Yah. Something gets wrong with a man, and his family can sit there and watch 3 or 4 movies. And there's never a time of oblation unto Almighty Yah. Not 1 second. Something is drastically wrong. It has become the very pinnacle of power. It is the God of your mind. It is the power that control and rule. You wonder why the proliferation of this homosexual power, they can accept someone like this Jezebel, Mary Cheney. You wonder why your young men are effeminate today, full of homosexual activities and feminism. They have no ability for real combat. I was reading in the paper this morning, these young boys, 3 or 4 murders look like. One stabbing. I mean, I'm talking about kids that are 19, 18, 20. Shooting their own friends. They kill each other. Those that they deal with daily, they kill each other. They are nothing but incubators of diseases and pandemics. They're passing AIDS from one another. This world is a sick, depraved world. The restaurants, people are getting sick every day. 300 people there in Maryland, I believe, or Indiana, sick. What they're putting in their bellies, what they're feeding them. This is only a metaphor of what is actually the spiritual life of a nation. It is a sickly, wicked, depraved nation. It is full of criminality, criminals that defy what Yahweh says. And He's going to bring the whole house down. He's going to bring this slut down to the ground. He's going to bring this Jezebel down. She's wicked because she's full of vanity. She's wicked because the world keeps your mind in vain things. Not things that produce the power of the life of Yah. Always wanting this, that, things that never produce any kind of insulation to one's heart or their life. It doesn't insulate you from anything at all. There's only one thing, the truth of Almighty Yah, that insulates one. The love is never satisfied, it's never happy. Because they're vain, it's a wicked generation. They're vain in their thoughts, they're vain in their activities, they're vain in their actions. Everything about them is full of vanity. This generation is empty. And the reason it's empty is because it's vain. And the reason it's wicked because it is the generation of vanity. It is a vain, seeking generation. It is a generation of vanity. It seeks vanity affairs. It seeks affairs that are full of vanity. They're empty. There's no life. There's only one affair that has life in it, and that is our espousal unto Almighty Yah. Any other one is vain. It's full of vanity. That's why your minds are never content. That's why there is nothing, a strength that permeates the mind of Israel. Because vanity is the god of the mind. And when once one has that spirit, there's a plethora of gods. The gods change like the hours of the day or the seconds. The mind changes during the day just like the second change. Yahweh never changed. He is the same today, yesterday. And His word is forevermore settled in Hashemayim. He shall never change. He said, this is a wicked generation whose levims are inclined, is given to vanity. Look at this now. Who serve these idols of wood and stone, which can neither eat. And that is what they're serving. They're serving the idols of stone and wood. A man will oppress himself to buy a $200,000 house. And the wife has no concern or compassion on her husband, man, but will allow the world to drive him into miseries, trying to obtain that for some vain purpose. He will labor all of his life. She's not satisfied with a vehicle because the gods around her, they shine more than her God. The gods around her, the luster is much more brighter than her God. So she drives the man into madness, trying to satisfy some vain lust. He takes his wife and he sells her for some vain god that has no power. It is a wicked generation because the ensign of this generation is what a vanity. The ensign of this generation. The flag, the banner of this generation. It is one of vanity. It's one of emptiness. It is an empty head, wicked generation. There is nothing in the mindset today but criminality. To defy the Torah of Yah. You wonder why they're criminals and doing what they're doing. Because there's nothing to maintain them. If it's full of vanity, there is nothing there. What is empty, you cannot draw any resources for anything that is empty. What has been depleted, how do you draw any resources from that? So it is an empty generation, and because it is empty, when a house has been purged and cleansed, then there comes that spirit that once dominated. And when Yah looked down at the earth, it was without form and it was without void. Something cataclysmic had happened upon the earth. And those same powers that were cast out of the Hashemayim, they were cast out into outer darkness, into bondage, and they're looking for homes to live. And so when a man's house is clean, and this nation or the people, their minds at one time, they had a pure desire. But there is no pure desire in this country. Even though our parents did not understand the true power of Torah, there was a Torah right. There was a righteous attitude about law. It made no difference their condition. But there was an attitude about law. And they had that. And because the power that be has come back, found the house swept, garnished, and clean, it brings back seven more powerful, wicked powers of hell that is more wicked than it is. In my grandmother's days, there was no such thing as this parading of homosexuality and this foul spirit today. No such thing as a faggot man walking around with his wrist flopping that way. They had nothing, but they were not full of vanity. They were very content with cornbread, some chickens in the barnyard. They were very thankful unto Almighty Yah. So you have a generation that there are seven unclean spirits that are much more vile than the spirits of generations of past. These are vile spirits. One is one of rebellionists. It is the witchcraft, idolatrous spirit. That's one of rebellionists. That is what a transgression is. It is a blatant rebellionist against Almighty Yahweh. And this generation rebels against it blatantly. This nation is built upon the pagan reform of hell. It has reshaped, reformed this nation. It is not a nation that has any fear of anything. It has no fear of Yahweh. When one is empty, full of vanity, they have no fear at all. They have no fear of dignities, what is right, what is lawful. They have nothing whatsoever. And they're going to be given over unto that. Whether you believe it or not makes no difference at all. We will find out. It will all come out in the wash, as the old proverb says. It will all come out in the wash. When you put your laundry in the wash, whatever is in it, it will all come out. So it's going to come out. It's a generation who served these idols of wood and stone. The idols cannot eat. They cannot smell. They cannot hear nor speak. Who have mouths without speech, ears without sight, ears without hearing, eyes without sight, hands without feeling, and legs that cannot move. Listen, like them, these objects and the gods that they trust in, this is what the book of Yasser says, like them are those that made them that trust in them. Their gods cannot speak, they cannot speak. Their gods have no minds, they have no minds. Their gods cannot talk, they cannot talk. Their gods cannot speak or hear, they cannot speak or hear. Those that have perpetuated and established these gods and these idols, they are just like their idols. They're just like their gods. They're just like them. That is why, mothers and fathers, you do not condone the wickedness of sons and daughters. Because if you do, you're like them. You do not strengthen them in their wickedness. You do not strengthen them in their rebelliousness. You do not be a strength unto them in the defiant criminal activities against Almighty Yahweh. Because He's not going to strengthen you in your criminal activities against Him. That's why this generation is more wicked than any other generation. It's a criminal generation. It defies Yahweh. Their gods can't talk. The things that they trust in cannot talk. The things that they take great confidence in cannot speak to them. Gives them no kind of comfort at all. Yah says it's a vain generation. It's a generation that the Levim have forsaken Almighty Yah. We forsake Him for what? To maintain what? A rebellious Jezanite son or daughter? A man that calls himself a husband that defies and despises Yah? A Jezebel of a wife that is despicable unto Yah? You forsake Yahweh for that? For an idol, a god, a vain thing that can't even love you? You forsake Yahweh for that? The man who wrote me the other day said, your messages, they are a little too strong. But that's all right. I wrote him back and said, there are those that like the strong stuff. You kind of point blank, preacher. No, I am. Because Yahweh is that way. He is not playing pussyfoot with us, brothers and sisters. He is not. He has given us a chronicle of His activities and His ways. We better hear it. We about to hear it. He's given you a certain thing. We have watched this among us. He has brought death. And it is a certain thing. It is a sure thing. It is a sure thing. He is not playing around with us. That is why Yahushua says, I want to read out of the book of Yasser. I want you to understand and be reminded of this. Because that generation, it was a wicked generation. The whole generation was wicked. That generation He brought out of Mizraim, it was wicked. That's why those that were 20 above could not go into the promised land. And those that were younger, they were worse than their fathers. They brought every kind of despicable vow, God, that even their fathers did not know. They created them. Tell me, the gods your sons and daughters serve, you didn't know those gods. You did not perform those kinds of activities. You didn't do those kinds of things. You did not walk the way they walked. You did not act the way they act. You did not respond the way they act. You did not do the things that they did. Your attitude was not like that. It is the truth. Hallelujah. Now forsaken Yahweh. You don't forsaken Yahweh for anyone. For nothing and nobody. Not even for yourself. You don't forsake Yahweh. You don't turn your attention away from Him. Well, I don't understand this situation. You think they understood that when the sun stood still and the moon did not leave its course? You think if a ball of fire that were 10 miles wide came down and set on these ground and did not consume one thing, not one leaf, you think you could understand that? And yet He tells us His word is like a raging fire. This is a consuming fire. That's what He is. He's a consuming fire. Can we as Shaf stand before the presence of Yah without the fullness of His Ruah? The power of the witness of Yahshua is not the, it has not the, come to powerful fruition in the lives of His people. That's why our minds are so filled with vanity. I'm not looking in this world because there's very little in the book that tells us to maintain this course. It tells us of the course to come. That is what is most vital. He said the birds, the sparrows, neither so do they reap, but I take care of that. Don't even worry about this life. Don't even give us attention to this. You got food to change your clothes, just bless Yah. There's something that is greater than this life. And I assure you that in the act of death that you know you're going to leave. You know you're not going to stay here for a thousand years. You're going to die. So the attention wasn't given unto this life. The attention is given unto the life beyond this life. He told us how to govern this life. That we can be assured of the life beyond this life. And so that's the most valuable thing. And because the enemy has inundated our minds with vanity, we cannot see beyond the vain emptiness of our own heart. What is in the heart, that is what comes out. The issues of life, they flow from a man's heart. And if your heart is full of emptiness and vainness, that's also going to flow from you. Vain conversation, gossiping and busybody and talking about trivia trash. You got the power of the living word in you, the witness of Yahshua, the hope of Yahweh, then that's going to flow out of you. That's going to flow like a living well. It's not going to flow like a dried up well. It's going to flow like a living source because you have a living source in you. Because it's full of vanity and it's empty. And that's where all comes out. You ought to judge every word that comes out of your mouth. Your conversation ought to be judged. Every day, all day. If you're empty, that's all that's coming out of you, emptiness. If you're full of vanity, that's all coming out of you, vain things. Vain and empty, worthless thing. When something is vain, it is just flat out worthless. And everything that this world offers is worthless. You can't do nothing with it. I was reading that the foreclosures of homes. A woman bought a house for $10. They're selling homes because the banks say it's not even worth putting the money into these homes. We will never recoup our losses. They buy them for $1,000. It may cost you $100,000 to get it fixed up because they have dogged and trashed them out. The inner cities are so blight today. Places like Detroit and Baltimore. You can buy homes for $1,000 all day long, all over the cities of America. You can buy them $1,000. Foreclosures. People have been there 30 years. Haven't paid the last 5 years, they lose it. Bank sell it for $20, $100. The woman said in an article that she bid $1 on the house, and the man looked at her with disdain. So she felt a little bad, so she said $10. She bought the house for $10. It's all over America today. It's a vain world. Man labors all of his life for what? For an empty hope? I'm going to labor in this life that I can get a secured, take for a hope of Almighty Yah. He says, this is a wicked generation. It is a wicked generation. They, as empty as their gods and their things are, so is this generation. Look at this. And Yahweh heard the murmuring of the children of Israel.